Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Deadly bombing hits Baghdad market. Iraqi officials say a powerful truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad Thursday, killing at least 67 people. Dozens more were wounded when a truck packed with explosives was detonated just after dawn at a crowded market in Sadr City. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. At least 50 people are known dead from a series of enormous explosions at a hazardous materials warehouse in the northeastern Chinese port city of Tianjin. Chinese state media say 700 people were injured in the blast, which occurred late Wednesday. Xinhua reports most of the casualties were migrant workers who live in nearby residential communities. Emergency personnel are continuing the search for the missing. A team of more than 200 military specialists experienced in handling nuclear and biochemical materials is being sent in from Beijing to assist in efforts. It's not known what caused the explosions. Nigeria's president ordered the military to defeat the Boko Haram insurgency within 3 months. President Muhammadu Buhari spoke in Abuja Thursday as he swore in 4 new military chiefs in an effort to re-energize the fight against Boko Haram. The militants have killed close to 1,000 Nigerians in raids and suicide attacks since Mr. Buhari was inaugurated. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed grave concern to his Russian counterpart over a sharp rise in separatist attacks in eastern Ukraine. In a telephone conversation with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Secretary Kerry urged an immediate ceasefire and called for full implementation of the ceasefire agreement reached between Ukraine's government and Russia-backed separatists in Minsk, Belarus, earlier this year. This is VOA News. Pakistan and Afghanistan held high-level meetings Thursday in an attempt to ease tensions between them following a series of terror attacks in Kabul that have killed scores of people. An Afghan delegation led by Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani met with Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif in Islamabad and held separate talks at Pakistan's foreign ministry. Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri pledged allegiance to the new head of the Taliban. In an audio statement posted online, Zawahiri backs Mullah Akhtar Mohammed Mansour amid infighting over the successor to the Taliban's deceased supreme commander, Mullah Mohammed Omar. Myanmar's President Thein Sein carried out a purge of the country's ruling party leadership Thursday. VOA's Steve Herman reports on the political shakeup.
In a surprise move characterized as part of a power struggle in Myanmar, the chairman of the Union Solidarity and Development Party, Shwe Mon, has been removed. The announcement, read by Central Executive Committee Secretary Meng Meng Tay, says it was too much of a burden for Shwe Mon to be both party leader and a parliamentary speaker. The longtime politician had indicated in the past that he would be a candidate for president this year. An independent political commentator, Yan Myo Tain, tells VOA all of the party leaders who have been ousted were reform-minded. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
The U.S. flag will be raised Friday in Cuba. For the first time since 1961, Cuba and the United States have diplomatic relations, and Secretary of State John Kerry will raise the flag over the U.S. Embassy in Havana. A segment of the Berlin Wall that once divided the eastern and western portions of the German capital during the height of the Cold War was unveiled in Washington Thursday at the State Department. It is being installed at a new museum under construction that will depict the story of American diplomacy through the years. The piece of the wall is autographed by individuals who played key roles in ending the conflict over Berlin. They include former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, former German Chancellor Helmut Kohl, current German Chancellor Angela Merkel, former Polish President and Solidarity leader Lech Wałęsa, and former U.S. Secretary of State James Baker. The U.S. Defense Department is surveying a military installation in the Midwest city of Leavenworth, Kansas, to potentially hold detainees currently at the U.S. detention facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Another military installation in Charleston, South Carolina, was also approved for similar review. There are currently 116 prisoners at Guantanamo Bay Naval Base. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.